It's a busy Saturday morning at the military commissary at Los Angeles Air Force Base. A sign by the entrance advertises the day's sales. Vine-ripe tomatoes, 79 cents a pound. Asparagus for $1.98. And green grapes for $1.50. Those deals and the convenience are what brings Corita Concon here to shop for her family. Today, she holds a bag filled with ingredients for a special birthday dinner for her mom.
Oh, I'm making like a traditional Belizean dish. It's a fish soup with a coconut-based broth. And then I'm also making like a Korean-style beef dish for everybody else. So my mom gets her own special meal.
Concon says she's been coming to commissaries since she was a kid. It was part of growing up in a military family. Now her husband serves in the Air Force, and the commissary, along with other services at the base, is still an important benefit.
Military people, it's not like you can go, oh, I'm going to work extra hard and get a bonus today. You have a certain amount of money that you can make per rank. And so your money needs to get spread far. And also the gas is here, the gym is here. So I kind of just make it a one-stop shop for me.
Concon comes three times a week and spends about $100. She estimates she saves 30% on what goes into her cart compared to what she finds at nearby stores. That all adds up. For decades, commissaries like this one operated under a simple model, the base cost of a good plus 5%. And that model was supported by federal dollars. Last year, that was $1.4 billion. But that's changing. Congress passed a bill last year to make commissaries more self-sufficient. Texas Congressman Mac Thornberry chairs the House Armed Services Committee.
It really helps to protect the commissary benefit if we can show our colleagues in Congress that the amount of taxpayer funds that has to be put into this system is being reduced.
Consumers will start to see changes this month or the next. The first is variable pricing. Christopher Burns with the Defense Commissary Agency says the goal is to allow commissaries to be more flexible.
The price in Hawaii and on the local market is different than the price in the Midwest. The prices in the Midwest are different in the Southeast.
Instead of one global price, the commissaries will follow seven different regions in the U.S. The agency hopes that will pave the way for the second big change, the introduction of a private label.
This will start to ramp up slowly in May, and at some point down the road, as the private label program matures, down the road, we hope to have 3,000 to 4,000 private label products on our shelves.
With both, Burns emphasizes what he calls the guardrails, meaning all these changes need to happen without cutting into baseline savings that military families count on. But it's still a big concern for some.
Especially for families in remote or high-cost locations or families living overseas, it's a very valuable benefit and really vital to their well-being.
Eileen Huck is a government relations deputy director at the National Military Family Association. From her view, the federal money for commissaries is well worth the cost.
The value that families get, you know, in dollar terms, is much greater than the $1.4 billion that the Department of Defense spends. So it's actually money very well invested.
Plus, putting the reforms in place and keeping the benefit could be a tough order, says Laura Army, an economics professor at the Defense Resources Management Institute. It all really points to some bigger questions.
Is there a better way to do it? Do you give people more money and eliminate the commissaries entirely? Do you privatize them?
Back at the LA Air Force Base, Army veteran Marvin Zachary and his wife push a cart of groceries to their car.
I'm the old school type. If it's not broke, you know, leave it alone.
I ask what he thinks of the reforms.
I'd like to maybe get the changes ahead of time. You know, try to get some feedback.
Zachary won't have to wait long, and that feedback for officials may come soon too. In Los Angeles, I'm Dorian Marino.